Thanks for coming, dude. I hope I didn't scare you. I should have told you why I need you here, but I just couldn't. I needed some privacy with you. Okay, first of all, I need you to swear you're not going to tell anything that happens here, okay? No joke. I'm not even going to threaten you. It's that serious. Thanks. Come on, take a seat. I'm going to explain what has happened to me and where I need your help. Here, have some cookies. Don't be shy. This is going to take some time, so feel free to eat as many as you want. How are they? Great? That's fantastic. Did I bake them? Well, that's the thing. I didn't. I made them appear with a spell. I assume you don't believe me. Look, I'm not lying. If I take my wand and cast a spell, more cookies appear. Surprising, isn't it? This is why I needed to talk with you in private. In short, I've gained magical powers. You've always been a great friend, and I figured out I could tell you about this. Please don't be scared. I can explain. You think that's neat? That's great. I thought you would be very scared by it. I knew I could count on you. This is my wand. No, it's not a toy at all. It does look like a cheap plastic toy, I'll give you that. It's made from a special kind of metal that conducts magic, and the gems boost my power. Why is it pink? Hey, I didn't pick the color. It was given to me, and I couldn't refuse it. You know what? I'm putting it away. It's distracting you too much. Okay, where were we? Oh yeah, I got magical powers. I got them the same day I hung out with my gal pals to the net new mall. I don't know what they saw in that mall, but if they were happy, I was happy too. We went shopping, ate some ice cream, I entered a spa for the first time in my life, and I kind of liked it. Not really. They gave me flirting tips like, look me in the eyes. Now I'll just bat my eyelashes. You blushed. You never thought I could do that, did you? Anyway, it was a well-rounded day. I even got them to teach them how to skate. They were reluctant at first, but once they gave it a try, they started to like it. And by the end, they were really into it. Well, maybe not Lucy. She hit her knee really badly. But don't worry, she's fine now. Regardless, it was getting late, so we were getting ready to leave, when suddenly I was thrown to the ground by something. I don't know what it was, but I sure felt it pierce through my guts. I thought I was going to die. It sounds weird now, but it felt so real. I found myself lying on the ground and touched where I felt it had pierced me. I was expecting to find my blood bursting out of my body, but there was nothing. No blood, no scratch, no pain, and no object. There was nothing around me. With no way to explain what happened to me, I just said, oops, I fell. Yeah, I can see in your face that you're just as confused as I was back then, but it gets weirder. That night I had a dream, more like a vision actually, and in that dream I met an ethereal looking goddess. She greeted me as her child and invited me to become a star maiden. Yeah, no joke, I didn't even notice that my clothes were different. I was in a fucking frilly dress. My hair was longer and there were ribbons all over my body. It was the same kind of shit my mom made me wear on birthday parties. And that woman kept talking about how I was chosen by fate to become a warrior against the evils that lurk in the cosmos and some more bullshit. And I was completely pissed off. And she saw how angry I was and she laughed at me. I flipped her off and told her she can eat an elephant's ass while it defecates down her throat as a rabid hyena's fuck her in the front and in the back. But she just stayed there, didn't even flinch. She kept her smile and giggled. Oh my gosh, her giggles are so fucking annoying. She told me that I would join whether I liked it or not, and then the dream ended and I woke up with the wand in my hand. But what surprised me the most was I was sucking my thumb and I had wet the bed. Then I heard her giggle again. It meant war. She was begging for it. Oh, wow, do you really like those cookies? Here, have some more. But sadly, she won in the end. So every night I had the same dream, and every time I said no, I would wake up to find she did something to ruin my day. The first day, I opened up my closet to find that all my clothes were shades of pink. Fucking baby pink. The second day, she made my handwriting all girly. She even made me draw hearts in the eyes and J's. And the third day, she cursed me, so I greeted everyone with a curtsy. I wasn't wearing a dress, but my hands tried to lift an imaginary skirt. But the icing on the cake was on the fourth fucking day. She made me run like an anime girl. You know, right? With the arms flailing side to side. I was doing laps with my brother. All of his friends laughed at me. It was too much for me, and if it kept going, who knows what else she would have made me do. So I gave in. I went to the Star Maiden headquarters and became a Star Scout. That's the rank they give the newcomers. I'm still learning the basics, so can't really make much with my magic. I can make cookies, though. Oh, I ran out of magic. Well, yeah, I can run out of magic. When that happens, I just need to refill it. And that's where you come in. You see, the Mother Star has provided a rather unusual method to refill our magic. We need to sleep together. Yeah. No, not that kind of sleep. The one that involves a liquid coming out of you. No, not a wet dream, idiot. Sex. I mean sex. More specifically, I need you to put your jizz inside me. That's the only thing that matters. We won't be kissing, touching hands, or doing other filthy things. So, what do you say? What's in it for you? Sex with me. That's what's in for you. Are you gonna play dumb? I have to go on excursion, and I need my magic refilled, or the Mother Star will get on my tits again. You know I can't ask anyone else for this. And besides, think how good that would look on a resume. You would be able to show it off to your friends. Imagine the shock on their faces when you tell them that you tamed me. Oh, and you see, this is not a one-time offer. I will need to refill my magic many more times, so you would have a guaranteed lay every month or so. Don't say you don't want it. You blushed when I batted my eyelashes. As far as I know, you might as well have been fantasizing about me for a long while. You haven't fantasized about me? Why? I mean, you better. What do you mean with that? No, fuck you. We're not going to do it every day. Fine. We can do it every week. No sooner. Deal? Good. God, you're a disaster. Now, before we have intercourse, I have to change. I just need to grab my wand and can you please turn around? I can't do it if you're looking. Okay. Star Scouts are a nightshade on duty. You can turn now. How do I look? This is the official uniform for Star Scouts. It may look like a simple frilly corset dress, but this shit's indestructible. It's fire, scissors, laser, ink, glue, and many other crap proof. I can't even take it off after I transform. It's completely stuck to my skin. Huh? Oh, you like my hair? Thanks. When I transform, it gets longer and the ribbon appears on my head. Hey, don't do that, you idiot. Stop laughing. You deserve that. Hello? Are you okay? You look mesmerized. Don't tell me I'm pretty. I told you not to tell me I'm pretty. Jeez, what am I going to do with you? come on, let's get this over with. Yes, I'm wearing heels, shut up. Okay, listen, this is how it's going to happen. You're going to lie on the bed and I'm going to ride you. You're not going to touch each other. This is not sex. It is a simple magic refill. Got that? No, don't take anything off. It's not necessary. You just need to open your pants a little so your member can be out. That's it. Just lay very, very still. And if you move, I'm going to punch you. Alright? Okay. I'm going to climb here, and I'm going to position my crotch just above your member. Well, yes, genius. As you can see, my panties are in the way. Sadly for you, they're stuck to my skin. However, I can move them to the side. There, that should be enough for what I need. Now, I need to get myself wet. I don't really have much of a sex drive, so this could take a while. What? I told you, didn't I? No touching, no kissing. No anything. What? No, you can't. You can't go back. What are you doing? What are you doing with your dick? Okay. Rub that again in my clit. That's good. You little shit. No. This feels so good. It's good that it feels good so we can end this sooner. No. Fuck. Where did you learn this? You read in a book? That's kind of sad. Don't you think? No. But goddamn, this is working fine. Keep rubbing it there. Yes. Oh, it's just like that. No. Oh. Yes. All right. Stop. I think I'm wet enough. I'm going to stick it in. And just remember, just lay still there. I'll just lower myself, and yes. Oh, good. God, it keeps entering me. No, it doesn't feel good. Shut up. Now let me take a moment to get used to you. No. Okay. Let's move on. I'm gonna hold your shoulders for balance. There. Now we'll start moving. Keep laying still. No. Remember, this is not for our pleasure, it's for the well-being of the cosmos. Oh god. No. Oh my. It's so big. Oh god. Oh god, yes. You're so deep. I can feel it all the way in me. No. Yeah. Oh my god, it's so deep in me. Feels so good. I mean, I don't like it. I'm just doing it to refill my magic. What? What about my wand? Yes. Yes, I have to keep it with me at all times. It's like training wheels for Star Maidens. It boosts my magical power. So until I become more powerful, I will need my wand with me at all times. However, if I rank up twice, from scout to caster, and from caster to lady, I'll be more powerful enough to not need my wand. My teacher is a star lady, you know? Sorry. Oh, she inspires me a lot. I mean, if it wasn't for her, I would have lost my mind. No, no one else thinks it's nuts that we're all wearing super cutesy outfits while acting like full-on military. No. What? Yes, we're all dressed like this. We're all Star Maidens, dummy. I mean, they are. I'm just along for the ride. You join the Star Maidens? No, you dumbass. Oh, you can't join the Star Maidens. It's an all-girl club. Well, yes, it's a bit sexist. You won't believe it, but the Mother Star is sexist. Rumors say that she's divorced her husband and a long time ago, and so she started hating males. We called it the Eldritch drama. Oh. But seriously, why would you want to join? To get laid? No. And does my uniform turn you on? You're sick, you know that. No! What are you doing? Who told you it was okay to grab my hips? No! No, don't let go. You already touched them, so what's the point anymore? No. Besides, this can help synchronize our movements, and that will help you come faster, right? Oh, because I want to get this over with as soon as possible. Yes. Yes. No. Oh, fuck. You're not wasting time, are you? Yes. Keep bucking your hips. Oh, wow. You're surprisingly good at this. You're staring way too much at my breasts. Stop that. Stop staring at my breasts, idiot. They're not that big. It's just the dress that emphasizes them. No, they're not beautiful. No. Oh my fuck. You're still staring at them. Fine. I'll let you touch them. No. That keeps you from looking at them. No. Oh fuck. Dude. How is it that you know how to make me moan? No. Did you fucking read that in a book too? Hopefully touching my breasts makes you come faster. Because Oh god. I don't want to do this much longer. Oh. Also, that would make you spurn more, right? Because I'd rather have a lot of fuel instead of very little. Oh. It's not that I like it, it's just because that way I can use more magic before needing another refill. Oh, fuck. You know, you're taking this very well even though we're doing it raw. No, you don't need a condom. I need to put your juice inside, idiot. Oh, Don't panic. I can get pregnant while transformed. I can't get pregnant while transformed. Oh, the mother star will turn your juice into magic fuel and my body will absorb that. What? Why do you look so disappointed? You perverted bastard. Did your dick just twitch? Wait, why is it growing more? You like being slapped? What? Did you just freaking drop an album? You know, this is not the time for this. Oh, fuck it. Fuck it. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, freaking bastard. Come kiss me. Just a heads up, if you kiss me in public, I'll punch you. But you like being punched, right? Oh, I love you, you imbecile. Oh, I just can't hide it anymore, so fuck me hard, okay? No, oh my god. Oh, baby. I still have something to tell you. This isn't the first time I've asked you to refill me. It's actually the fourth time this has happened. Oh, please don't take it personal, but I liked our refilling so much. I got scared. It scared me that our friendship could be ruined by an attempt at romance. It was also embarrassing to let you know on my girly side. I'm starting to like the Star Maiden stuff, you know? Of course, there are also practical reasons for what I did. Mother Star has accumulated multiple enemies over the eons. And I'm an inexperienced Star Maiden. I can't protect you right now. Our enemies would easily be able to threaten you and blackmail me. And besides, my reputation would be ruined. No one could take me seriously anymore. I can't imagine a world without you, so I made you forget. I casted a spell to make you forget. It was one of the first things I learned as a Star Maiden. I'll make you forget again, so please enjoy as much as you can. But fuck me hard so I'll remember forever. I fucking love you, bastard. I've always loved you. I'll give you my all so I can become powerful enough to protect you. I promise, one day I won't have to make you forget. You'll remember everything. We'll have so much to catch up on. Just you wait. Meanwhile, come here, you imbecile. My imbecile. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I know what this feeling means. No, you're about to come. No. Oh, fuck. Fuck, there's so much cum. My pussy's overflowing with your fuel. I'm glad you liked it, but But now I have to cast that spell. I promise it won't hurt, or if it hurts, you won't remember. On behalf of the Mother Star, I command you to sleep and forget. Well, that's done. Fuck my life. Now I just pop out of... Wow. Mother Star, nothing's coming out. Okay. Star Scout, Zara Nightshade, at ease. Aw, he looks so peaceful sleeping, but I can't let him wake up in my bed. Well, baby, please let me carry you. Just keep dreaming. Here we go. Oh, fuck, I'm almost holding him by the armpits. God, I hope he's not ticklish in there. And... Oh. But... What? No way! How are you awake? No, this was not supposed to happen. Let me just get my wand. No, don't struggle. Let go of my wand. I can't. What? You never forgot anything? Not even one bit. Oh fuck, what am I going to do? Ugh. I told you not to struggle. Now, sleep and forget. Okay, so it doesn't work. And you remembered everything. Oh, I'm done for. Please don't hate me. You probably think I'm a monster. What? Why? Why are you kissing me? Hey. I asked you a question. What? No way. You still love me even after lying and trying to deceive you? Huh? I don't need you, baby. So fucking much. I'll fucking love you forever. Until the last star in the universe dies. I'm so sorry. I really mean it. When I said I was scared, I know I have no right to ask anything from you, but will you please keep this a secret? Really? You'll do it on one condition. Sure. I'll do whatever. Anything you desire. What are you whispering? Oh. No fucking way. Not possible. No. Yes, I'm aware I said anything. I just didn't think. Okay. I'll do it. Fine. I guess you are my little pog champ. Come here. I hate you. You know that, right?